to do this? The answer is yes, and it's pretty simple. So what you do is first go ahead and buy a copy of Lawrence Maroney's Introducing Silverlight 2 book. It's a pretty good book, and it has this information right in there. Now, I have the Silverlight 2 Beta 1 version of that book, so the page numbers might not match exactly, but if you do have that particular version, go ahead and flip to page 238, where he describes how to set up an HTTP web request object to do a postback with the information that users enter into the Silverlight application. So what you do is you have a handler, typically, for a button press. And what you do then is you create an HTTP web request object, set the method to post, set the appropriate content type, and then set the begin get request stream event. What you're going to do in that event is you are going to construct the request based on the information that the user has entered into your Silverlight application. Remember, the HTTP web request object can do posts and gets and everything else. So what you do is you create the appropriate HTTP message, send it off, and then read it back in your begin get response method when you get information back from the server. So there you go. It's a method to use existing web applications with Silverlight without having to change a line of server code. Now, in most cases, this is probably not going to be how you're going to shape entire applications because, as it turns out, there is a bit of work involved here, and it's a little bit unnatural to be constructing the information in such a way. Much more useful is to be able to grab information from REST services and then use data binding. However, in small doses, this can be an appropriate method for writing your Silverlight applications, and especially, I'd like to add, if you are doing some sort of speculative research for your organization, you're saying, hey, Silverlight will work in an existing scenario. This is a way that you can, without changing any server code, go ahead and write up a sample, write up a prototype that demonstrates Silverlight's functionality using existing services, and it is guaranteed to blow people's socks away.